1, 2, 1, 2, 3. You got a yellow jacket with black stripes. You got a little stinger, but you don't bite. You live in the kingdom of the queen bee. One big honeycomb family. All day long, working so hard, buzz your little song. Busy, 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 busy bee. Visit all the flowers that you can see. Busy, 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 busy bee. Making all the honey, putting apples on the trees. Making all the honey, putting apples on the trees. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Get your feet wet and pollinate. From the watermelon to the grapevine, you make the summertime come alive. All day long, working so hard, buzz your little song. Busy, 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 busy bee. Visit all the flowers that you can see. Busy, 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 busy bee. Making all the honey, putting apples on the trees. Making all the honey, putting apples on the trees.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz.
You're listening to a special broadcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival, running Thursday, July 5th through Sunday, July 8th at picturesque Birds Hill Park. Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier outdoor festivals for over 40 years. I'm Bruce Tulloch, host of Beer for Breakfast on 101.5 UMFM, and this episode spotlights Jeremy Fisher Jr., not his son, just his sonly moniker. Born Jeremy Binns, he hit the stage in the 90s with the Newfoundland band The Obvious before striking out on his own as Jeremy Fisher, releasing his major label debut in 2004, Let It Shine, which spawned the wistful hit High School. You still know it. It's stuck in your head. I know it is. But it was his third album, Goodbye Blue Sky, that solidified Jeremy Fisher as a bona fide songwriter among songwriters. Critically acclaimed, publicly loved, it produced a big single, Cigarette, ironically, in these days, but it still receives airplay. Great song. His most recent release was 2014's The Lemon Squeeze, and again, more critical acclaim and a hit. Uh-oh, a duet with Serena Ryder. Jeremy Fisher Jr. will be performing at the Chickadee Big Tent throughout the weekend. For the full lineup, a complete list of set times, to purchase tickets, or for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca. And welcome, Jeremy Fisher. How are you today, sir?
Good, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
It's been a while. I think it was, it wasn't the Goodbye Blue Sky. Maybe it was the Lemon Squeeze Tour the last time we talked. And now you're Jeremy Jr. What to make the? I assume it's to make the demarcation between what you do as a songwriter in general and what you're and this project for families.
Yeah. So Jeremy Fisher Jr. The record is called Highway to Spell. Is my first album aimed at young listeners, and I wanted to make sure. There's a couple reasons for the. For the change in the name, actually. One is just, like you said, so that people know that it's, you know, that I'm making songs for kids. But there's also a popular children's book called A Tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher. So I didn't want to be going out and booking gigs, playing children's shows, and have people think that they're showing up to see a play about a Beatrix Potter character frog or something like that. So it was important, you know, for the marketing of the record that we made sure that this sort of had its own name to it. But it is Junior spelled out, not Junior like J.R. as in my son, Jeremy Fisher, the younger. So hopefully all that translates.
And it's another fantastic album. I mean, it's got the great pop sensibility. Doesn't talk down to children. Do you think of it as a kids album or a family album? Because depending on the performer you talk to, like Al Simmons versus, say, Lulu and the Tomcat, they've got a different take on how they want to direct their music to the families.
Well, I definitely am. I'm a parent of a 2-year-old girl, and I don't talk to her any differently than I talk to anybody else, and I find that she responds to it and understands me just fine, and that a lot of the music she likes is music that is, you know, she loves ABBA, she loves Raffi, she loves Fred Penner, she loves Michael Jackson, and so I didn't see any reason to sort of go down that overly, you know, what's the word, like over embellished in a caricature-y way. I just wanted to kind of be myself the way I am with my own kid. And the songs are, you know, I think my ambitions as a children's entertainer is like, I want to be the Pixar of children's music, where it might be aimed at kids, but that it appeals to the whole family. So that's the idea.
Well, our generation was raised primarily on repeats of the Flintstones, where all of the inside jokes were adult, but they were still funny. You didn't really get that the movie star Ann Marg Rock was Ann Margaret. We didn't know.
No.
But the adults did. We just knew that it was a funny stone name, and we enjoyed it. And the adults got something, the kids got something. Bada bing, bada bang, we're all watching this together.
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's totally my hope with this music, is that it's, you know, not only palatable for parents, but enjoyable too.
As a parent, I can say it's totally palatable for parents. And
Thank you. We
came in with Busy Bee, and we're gonna give a shout out to my niece Izzy. Busy Izzy, she's busy. But they all go through that stage where they get into everything. And well, tell us about Busy Bee. I mean, it's a pretty, it's also a timely song, a topic in that adults are concerned about bees now.
Right. We're all concerned about the bees. The bees are wonderful little creatures that are a big part of our world. And yeah, that song came from a few places. I mean, in its inception, it just came from this funny little voice I used to do for my kid that was like a little bee. You know, I'd do this little bee character, and I called it Busy Bee. And then when we were hanging out one day, you know, with the guitar playing music, I just came up with the chorus, the busy, 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 busy bee chorus. And then I thought it would be kind of cool to, you know, be somewhat descriptive of what a bee does, because I think that's something that I didn't really learn as a young kid, or if I did, I forgot anyway. And I used to, when I lived in Seattle, in fact, we had bees in our backyard. One of my housemates was a beekeeper, And so I have a bit of experience living with bees, and they're amazing creatures. And we'd get fresh honeycomb out of the hive, and so that made a big impression on me. It might have had a little bit of an influence on the song as well.
And you, before we get back to the album, you mentioned when you were living in Seattle, you've been almost everywhere. Where do you call home? Like, you've lived in a few places. What makes a place home for you, or at least a place you want to hang your hat for a while?
Well, that's a great question. I feel at home in a lot of places, and I have called a lot of places home. And, you know, it's that old cliche, really, that it's the people that make a place home. I find that, even the geography itself tends to have less, except for my home where I grew up in Hamilton, that the geography, the topography there, the way that it smells in the fall, all that stuff is like so ingrained in my being from growing up and experiencing my childhood there. But as an adult, I've lived in Wisconsin, I've lived in Seattle, I've lived in Victoria, Vancouver, Montreal, and now I live in Ottawa. And I feel very at home here. I've been here about 7 years, and this is where we had our daughter, and I've got lots of great friends. There's a great creative community here. I mean, that's certainly something that's important to me as a person that makes their living as a songwriter, being surrounded by other people that do the same thing, other people to collaborate with, people to record with, and people to just, you know, go out for a coffee and talk shop.
And from Ottawa, you can do a full-blown tour and sleep at home every night.
You kind of can, yeah. It's right in the middle of everything. It's not on the way to anywhere, but it is the great thing about living here, for me, you know, touring around and playing shows, is that I get to spend a lot more nights at home in my bed than I ever did living in Vancouver, for example.
That is the reason our good friend James Keelahan left Winnipeg. He loved it here. He was a great part of the community. We miss him. But he said, you know, I can tour and come home every night. And
right.
When you've got kids, every minute is magic. You don't want to be away. It's something you can intellectualize. But then you have one of these little critters. And, oh, look, she moved her hand.
I know. It's like I equate being a parent a little bit to like being on hallucinogens, where completely normal things are mind-blowingly amazing. You know, all the little steps of going through, you know, watching them smile for the first time and laugh and, you know, crawl and walk and all, like, you know, that stuff that's supposed to happen, it's going to happen, but when it does, it blows your mind.
Is that what prompted you wanted an album for your daughter, or like what was the impetus behind?
I took 7 weeks off when my partner went back to work, and after Matt leaves, because we didn't have daycare lined up yet. And in that time, I wrote almost all of these songs. And so at the end of that, my plan was to go in the studio and make my next, you know, Jeremy Fisher, not Junior record. And I realized that I had almost enough to make a record. So then I started looking around to, you know, get a couple cover songs on there, like the song Peanut Butter Sandwiches is one I learned at summer camp as a kid. I Lost My Shoe is a song that my friend's dad wrote. He was a teacher in the Hamilton School Board for 35 years. And then I even wrote a couple more once I got into the studio. And it just happened really naturally. And I thought it would just be a bit of a make work project to keep me. I have a little studio in my backyard, so I was able to work there during the day and have dinner with my family every night. And then I sent it out to the people I work with, and everyone got excited about it, and I was excited about it. So now here we are, talking on the podcast, coming to the Winnipeg Folk Fest.
Yeah, we always love having you here in Winnipeg. Take us to that moment when you walked into Hidden Pony, your record label, and they said, Jeremy, you're back. How is the baby? What's up? I'm doing a kid's album.
Well,
because the last thing people remember is, uh-oh, and that's not a kid's song.
Not exactly. Although not a kid's song either, but that's another story. But I've always had, you know, great support from my my record label and management team, and you know, they recognize the good things that I do. I think they and they definitely, you know, there have been ideas I've had and gotten excited about that seemed like a good idea at the time, and they've sort of helped guide me away from those things. But you know, it was actually their enthusiasm that made me take it a little bit more seriously. You know, I was just going to do kind of acoustic guitar and vocal record, just very simple recordings of these songs. And it was their enthusiasm, along with my agency, Pac-N, that sort of made me look at everything I was doing and put a little bit more time and bring some more people in to add some more instruments into the mix and make it a bigger production. So, I mean, not that it's a huge production, but we got some sax and some clarinets on there and a couple guest vocalists and a choir of 16 kids. So it did become, you know, something that it turned into a real record, man.
Just a couple of things, like a choir.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, are you planning this to be a project or an ongoing serial?
My plan is to do whatever I can to be a present father for at least the next, you know, 8 to 10 years in my daughter's life, and whatever I can do that allows me to kind of like be not only present physically but also mentally in that. So I don't know. It could be that I do this for a little while. I did release a single earlier this year, just a regular Jeremy Fisher single, and I'll probably do a little bit of that stuff as well. This is all hitting at a time that, you know, I've made 6 Jeremy Fisher records and 1 Jeremy Fisher Jr. record, and you know, with this ever-changing music industry that we're in, I'm at a point where I'm wondering, you know, is the next thing I do a Jeremy Fisher album anyway? And this feels really weird to be speaking so much in third person, but I want listeners to know it's not that I'm speaking in third person. I'm trying to differentiate between the kids project and the not kids stuff that I do. Anyway, moving forward, I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I mean, this summer, it's some of the festivals I'm just playing junior songs, and some of them I'm doing sets of both kinds of music. So I'm hoping it can be that, because I'm really fulfilled by both at the moment.
I've always found that there's still this childlike outlook, not naivete, if you will, but like the youthful idealism never seemed to wane.
Yeah, I think I definitely consider myself an optimist in life. And, you know, I got to say, doing these kids songs is like how short they kind of have to be and how concise is a real exercise in pop music songwriting, I think, anyway, folk pop, because you can't really get away with it. Sometimes, you know, in songwriting, you get away with abstraction where, you know, you're just trying to make a rhyme work or something like that, and people can take what they will away from it. But with kids, you do have to be direct, and sometimes that's more of a challenge. So it's not entirely different from the other songs that I've written. And in some ways, I get the sense that I've strengthened some of my songwriting.
What do you think is going to, or what has already translated, have you brought over to the Jeremy Senior songs? Like, what have you learned from this process, I guess, is the question.
It's editing and revising. I mean, and that's something that I've always been big on. But, you know, generally when you sit down to write a song, it ends up being somewhere from 3 to 4 minutes. And the kids stuff, I'm really trying to keep like around closer to the 2 minute mark. And so it's harder to write a shorter song, because that means editing down and taking out anything that may not be absolutely necessary in there, because you want to move on to the next thing and keep them interested with shorter attention span. So, you know, there's good and bad with that. I think in a pop song format, that's a good thing. You know, brevity is good, and being concise is good. And that's not always appropriate. You know, you want some of the deeper cuts to have maybe a more fleshed out arrangement and a more even ambiguous sort of theme. And you want it to be open-ended. And that's that's great for some songs. But I think, you know, I love pop music. I love writing pop songs. I love writing hooks. And this has been like just an exercise in that. If it's not catchy and if it's not concise, it doesn't belong on the kids' record, you know?
And that's why we love your music, Jeremy. Absolutely love it. Always a pleasure. We will be there at, under the big chickadee tent with this will be our Daisy's very first folk festival. Are you bringing the family along for any of this with the festivals?
I really hope so. We haven't made our travel plans yet, but that's the idea. Our daughter was not yet born last time I played Winnipeg. And Winnipeg Folk Fest, and so I'm really excited to. She loves festivals, she loves music, and seeing people dancing and dancing herself. So I hope I can bring her.
We hope so too, Jeremy. Thank you ever so much, or should I say, Jeremy Jr. Thank you ever so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And let's take him out with another song, Turtle and Guy. Tell us about this one. We like turtles.
Turtle and Guy is based on a camp counselor I had as a kid. His nickname was Turtle, this guy named John Wardle. And I was telling my daughter about him one day, and just, you know, as I was telling her the story about his nickname, it came out. I said, wouldn't it be funny if a guy named Turtle had a turtle and named it Guy? And then I started singing this little folk song, and in about 20 minutes later, he had Turtle and Guy as you hear it today.
Highway to Spell is the new Jeremy Fisher Jr. album. Get it? That way you can sing along under the big chickadee tent. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.
And we remind you that Jeremy Fisher Jr. will be performing underneath the big chickadee tent. And I'm Bruce Tulloch. You've been listening to a special podcast spotlighting Jeremy Fisher Jr. To hear more featured artists at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit umfm.com and be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get tickets to this great event running July 5th through 8th at Birds Hill Park.
There's a guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Share a little house on the Lower East Side. Nap all day, sleep all night. Guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Oh, why, oh, why? At breakfast time, somebody called on the phone. They said, hey, is Turtle home? Well, Guy looked at Turtle. Turtle looked at Guy and said, is it for you? Or is it for I? There's a guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Share a little house on the Lower East Side. Nap all day, sleep all night. Guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Oh, why, oh, why? At snack time, somebody called on the phone. They said, hey, is Guy home? Turtle looked at Guy. Guy looked at Turtle and said, how will we ever get over this hurdle? There's a guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Share a little house on the Lower East Side. Nap all day, sleep all night. Guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Oh, why, oh, why? At lunchtime, somebody called on the phone. They said, hey, is Raffy home? Turtle looked at Guy who was eating a cucumber and said, I think they must have the wrong number. There's a guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Share a little house on the Lower East Side. Nap all day, sleep all night. Guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Oh, why, oh, why? At supper time, somebody called on the phone. They said, hey, is anybody home? Guy looked at Turtle, Turtle looked at Guy, and it took him a second to realize. Telemarketer, no thank you. There's a guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Share a little house on the Lower East Side. Nap all day, sleep all night. Guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. There's a guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Share a little house on the Lower East Side. Nap all day, sleep all night. Guy named Turtle and a turtle named Guy. Oh.